Afternoon, everybody. So yeah, head of ecosystem development, what does that mean? It means one thing, really. It means helping health and care professionals and patients and carers come together in communities to specify, develop, and deliver the next generation of digital tools to deliver the best possible health and care. Next generation, not the current state, the next generation of stuff that we're going to need. With only two objectives, really, improving outcomes for people, because obviously you're a person first, and sometimes you're a patient, sometimes you're a carer, and improving the efficiency for health and care professionals to be able to provide more time to care rather than fill in computer systems and fill in forms and all those other things that take our time up. So just back to basics for me and some sobering thoughts. We've been talking a lot about meds optimization, but we also need to bring everybody up to a level in terms of some basic electronic digital tools around electronic prescribing. Latest published data from the Patient Safety Division, as they're called now, of NHS England, June 14 to July 15, nearly 184,000 reported incidents reported to do with medications, of which 214 led to death or severe harm. Another 112,000 reported incidents in the same period to do with documentation, including drug charts. And a further 60 incidents of severe harm or death amongst those. Further data from NHS England, colleagues at NHS England, over 50% of acute trusts have no electronic prescribing solutions at all, and over 80% of mental health trusts have no electronic prescribing solutions at all. Data to be published later this year, which I'm hoping is already in the public domain. Otherwise, I'm going to get into a lot of trouble for about what I'm going to say. Implementing any electronic prescribing system at a minimum will reduce severe incidents of harm by 50% at least. That'll be published later this year, more openly than maybe it's been published already. So I think prescribing and meds management is one of those things that you just can't do without a digital solution. You just can't do it on paper. If you don't know what meds someone is in receipt of, who's given it to them, then you've got a potential for these incidents. So you can only really solve this problem with a digital solution. You can't do it on paper. It's one of those things that you can't do on paper. So no surprise that a few years ago, NHS England, through its technology funding rounds one and two in particular, made a significant amount of money available for NHS organisations to go out and buy and implement electronic prescribing solutions. And some have, some still haven't. Some still haven't spent the money. And the reason for that is the feedback that we got from the trusts who wanted to go out and buy and implement an EPMA solution or system was that a lot of the solutions didn't meet their needs. Yeah, they weren't fit for purpose for them. They couldn't go out and buy the things that they wanted to buy that would be meaningful for them now. And they couldn't go out and buy things that were going to be fit for purpose in the future, particularly with the amount of reorganisation and so on that was going on. So we were left with a group of trusts who had a lot of public money, who wanted a system, who felt that there wasn't a system for them to buy, particularly mental health trusts actually, didn't feel a lot of the systems on the market would meet their needs. So we decided to try a different approach. So under our Code for Health initiative, which has got about 30, 40 of these community-based projects running of defining and developing new digital tools and services, a group of trusts and a group of vendors actually from different parts of industry got together to build one, to build a new one. We didn't actually have to start from scratch. We took an existing solution that was in use in another part of Europe. It was made available to us on an open source license. And that community of pharmacists and doctors and nurses and industry colleagues all worked together on a sprint to produce a brand new electronic prescribing solution. That was just over two years ago. The project has continued to run, and we are now at a position where the solution is more or less available, and there is a professional services company who will implement that solution for you in your care setting and provide support, maintenance, and everything else that goes along with a solution such as this. The important thing about this solution is it's built on an open platform using internationally recognised open standards. Yeah. So we expect the first trust to start implementing this solution, First NHS Trust, to start implementing this solution in the next few months. And they will be implementing in their hospital to start off with an open platform. A platform that holds clinical and medical data in an open, computable, shareable format. And sitting on top of that platform is the open EPMA application, the bit of software that does the meds administration and the drug charts and so on and so forth, which is, where's the person from NHS Improvement? Is DM&D compliant already? Okay? Because the pharmacists and the clinicians and the doctors and the nurses all co-produced this system and how it should work for them. And this opens up an opportunity that once you've got this base platform in, you can start developing lots of different applications that then plug in to that platform. Yeah. The standard, the open standard that the platform adheres to, is a standard called OpenEHR, often pronounced Open Air, which is a UK development, about 10 years mature, developed in UCL. 80% of acute hospitals in Norway, all of their systems adhere to that standard. Lots of systems in Australia adhere to that standard. The entire city of Moscow runs an 11 million person integrated health and care record using that same standard. And this same standard has also been proposed and is going through a procurement process for one of the genomics regions in England, because obviously you need somewhere to hold these huge amounts of big data that you can query in a semantic way. So the platform is really important. The future of healthcare, just the same as of healthcare technology, just as the present day technology is going to be reliant on platforms. Yeah, Twitter's a platform, Facebook's a platform, iOS on your phone is a platform, Amazon is a platform. Yeah, the future of digital health is going to be platforms. What's really, really important, particularly for the NHS, is that those platforms are open and they are not owned and controlled by any single vendor or organisation. Because if that happens, the golden thread that all this leads to is data and information. Yeah? Data and information for clinical decision support, clinical information for AI learning, artificial intelligence learning, so the machines can learn and provide clinical decision support. If that data isn't on an open platform and that somebody puts their arms around it, you either ain't going to get that data or you're going to have to pay to get that data. So when we talk about platforms, you need to draw a distinction between closed proprietary platforms and open platforms. And that's nothing to do with information governance and whether someone's going to be able to get the data or not. That will all be governed by different IG. So, in terms of the Open EP solution, it's a platform, internationally recognised open standard, which is vendor and technology neutral. Yeah? So you can buy these platforms from multiple different vendors and you can choose which type of technology that you want these platforms to run on as well. What I'm interested in are any organisations who want to join the party effectively. Yeah? So we take a collaborative approach to the development of these solutions and services. Yeah? And any organisation who is in need of an EPMEA solution, now that could be acute, could be mental health, could be community, could be res and nursing, because the platform opens up the opportunity to have a person-centric health record as opposed to an institution-centric record. Yeah? So institution-centric record, a little bit of my data is in that organisation, another bit's in that organisation, another bit's in that organisation, and another bit's in that organisation. Yeah? Put a platform in, all the data about me, I'm the only constant in the care pathway. Everything else is a variable. I'm the only thing, the patient is the only thing that doesn't change. Yeah? So you can start persisting all of my medical data in a personal health record on a single platform that all the care providers then start to interact with. So we have one source of truth for all the meds that I'm on, one source of truth for all the procedures and treatments that I've undertaken, because everybody is writing, all the care providers are writing back to my record about what they've done for me. So, if there's anybody out there who's interested, needs an EPMEA solution in the care setting and is serious about it and wants to join the collaboration, would be very interested to hear from you. We've got a couple of guys at the back from CGI who are the current professional services company who will implement and install and support OpenEP in your care setting if that's what you want. And you can buy those services off your framework. So there's no overdue process to go through. You'll need to buy a platform, which you can buy through a framework, and the OpenEP application is actually open source. So it's free to download, free to use. You don't have to pay a license for it. It's just free. You'll have to pay support maintenance on it. I'd suggest you have support maintenance if you're using an EPMEA system in a care setting. And there is a very early version of the OpenEP application on GitHub, on the internet. So those who are technically minded, you can go along and download it. It's a very early version. And the very latest version will be posted on to the internet as soon as the software has gone through its Sky 00129 clinical safety process and the safety case is available for people to take and read and use.